It is 7:21. It is the time every Sunday morning when we chat politics with Hancock and Kelly. I know we have Michael Kelly on the line. I'm not sure we have John Hancock yet, but we'll get started with Michael. Good morning, Michael.
Hey, good morning, Scott. I wish I could see this coat that you were wearing on New Year's.
Oh, I've got a picture on Instagram, so I'll send you one. Well, speaking of New Year, what are your thoughts based on what just happened in 2024? We all went through it together, and here we are in 2025. Just give me some of your thoughts looking forward.
Yeah, from a more micro level, I think about the state of Missouri. My friend John is down in Jefferson City coordinating the gubernatorial inauguration of Mike Kehoe. And look, I'm a Democrat, Scott. Spent my whole life fighting for the Democratic Party. I've accepted the reality that I live in a Republican state, and I'm kind of thrilled by the choice of Mike Kehoe as our governor. Not because I agree with his policies, but more so because I think he has the world experience of the entire state, and St. Louis in particular. St. Louis is somewhat of a football, if you will, in Jefferson City. And many times the Republicans and the outstate legislators, Democrats, limited though they may be, have really demonized St. Louis. And now we find the St. Louis region in a place where it needs some help. And it's not specific to the city of St. Louis, the population loss, et cetera. So I think Governor Kehoe brings a unique perspective. And the second observation I have as we go into the new year is the inauguration of President Trump that will take place next week. We will see a transition of power, a peaceful, smooth transition of power, the way it should work, and stark contrast to what we experienced 4 years ago. And I think it will be the start of an interesting several months as President Trump, elected with control of both legislatures, some heavy promises that were made that will be interesting to see if the president makes good on them or if he continues to talk about the Gulf of Mexico and Greenland.
What would make this first year of his second term a positive for you?
Well, I think it's President Trump delivering on what was promised. He made some heavy promises, Scott, that brought some non-traditional voters to the Republican Party. And quite honestly, they were messages that really resonated with working people who had always tended to vote Democrat. No tax on tips, taking the tax away from Social Security, lowering the prices of groceries, stopping the immigration problem, ending the war immediately on day one. A lot of these things, people genuinely accepted that President Trump was going to deliver on them. And I think if he does, that will be a more than successful first year for President Trump. As I look at my crystal ball, though, Scott, I don't see most of that being very probable. And anticipate that the first year of Donald Trump's second administration is going to look a lot like the first 4 years of his presidency.
Well, something we can't mess around with is climate change. It is on display in the city where I used to live, Los Angeles, right now. Just the devastation is you know, heartbreaking beyond belief. And, you know, climate scientists are saying this can be expected to continue over the next few years because of what is happening, the extremes. So from your perspective, what kinds of things would you like to see in that regard?
Well, unfortunately, I'm not sure we can turn the hands of time back to a lot of the warnings we've heard over the years, whether they be from Al Gore or Jimmy Carter or all the way back to the 1960s. People anticipated that, you know, the earth is warming, and whether or not you believe man is contributing to it, it's a fact. I'll tell you one organization that does believe in global warming, and that's our military. Our military is investing heavily in trying to figure out how to deal with climate change and how to reduce its emissions because it helps contribute to it. And it's a national security situation. So I would be hopeful that we would start to get real, about the situation that we're facing. The world's richest man and the strongest advisor to President Trump is Elon Musk. And this is a man who made an entire business around electric batteries, taking carbon off of the roads. It's just interesting to me that that whole thought process is being demonized when Elon Musk is there and it made him the richest man. So I'm hopeful that we start to take climate change seriously, implement some of these regulations and changes that have brought significant opportunity, including what we've seen with EVs. But at the end of the day, we only get one planet. We have nowhere else to go, despite how hard they're trying to figure out to go somewhere else.
Well, that's a really good point about Elon Musk, because people are highly critical of him for not doing good with all the money that he has. And, you know, his industry is a positive when it comes to climate change, at least in the environment. So I think it's interesting that you pointed that out. How much of a role do you think Elon Musk is going to play in this next presidency?
Wow, that's a great question, and it's to be seen. Look, Elon Musk is a genius. Rarely have we seen these people in life, Albert Einstein, Elon Musk. I mean, he's amongst those people. And it's special, his brain and the way that it's worked to create business. But for some reason, he's transitioned into a Bond villain to me. And that, you know, he played heavily in the American election. He's played heavily in the Italian election. He's got strong opinions and is trying to make changes in Canada and maybe help push Justin Trudeau out. He's involved in the British election. I can't think of another human being in modern political history who's had this type of impact on the world. At the same time, it came out this week that his biographer, a man who has tracked him his entire career, believes that he may be going mad. So I don't know. I don't think it's going to go well. We've seen that with Donald Trump. Strong personalities don't survive around him. There's only room and oxygen enough for him. I anticipate it will go south eventually. But boy, this is something to keep an eye on, and the fact that I don't think we've ever seen a private citizen wield the power and influence that Elon Musk has. And at a time when his own biographer says he's going mad, does this sound like a Bond movie to you?
A mad genius. Imagine that. Humankind has never had any of those.
Right.
Michael Kelly, thanks as always. That was fascinating.
Talk to you later, brother. See you, man.
All right. It is 729. Total Information AM Sunday.